It is the Trends, Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams, to do a brief look back at the Merseyside derby being well covered by now and look ahead to Crystal Palace and more talk about what's brought Crystal Palace to this point where it's so many games unbeaten, 17 in total, and what it is they've been about for a while under Oliver Glasner. You might be mildly surprised by one facet of it, only mildly, let's not get carried away. Josh, we'll start off though with the derby. It's another game where Liverpool have, I think, aggressively managed game state. What I think marks this one out as a little bit different is I feel as though Liverpool aggressively attacked game state. I think there was a plan from Liverpool's point of view to do everything they could to ensure they were ahead at half time so they could try to manage the second half. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, I felt Liverpool were really good first half. I think Everton had one major threat, that was Jack Grealish. I thought Conor Bradley, I thought he did reasonably well while also Grealish being the most dangerous player on the pitch, yep. Which is weird. I don't know if you can have that balance, but I'm having it.
Well, I thought the previous home game against Arsenal, it would be perfectly reasonable to argue that Matawaki was Arsenal's best attacker and Kirk has played really well.
Yeah. Well, I think it was similar in this game, but yeah, good first half. Little bit more of an iffy second half, but I don't think it was as in their favour as they might have argued after the game.
We'll show that. We've got the match stats first and foremost, which are just, as I say, I think it's very game state specific, and I think there's a little thing at the minute when looking at Liverpool's numbers to say that the way games have gone from a Liverpool point of view is not leading to certain numbers popping as much as maybe we saw last season. I do worry a little bit, Josh, less so with this Everton game, but Liverpool look to me like they're embracing that to an extent. You can get stung by it. Liverpool haven't been stung by it yet, but you can get stung by it. And when I say for a little while, I don't just mean this season. I think it's a trend at the end of last season as well, from about Manchester City away at half-time. I feel like Liverpool have very much embraced trying to manage games rather than just trying to go on and winning them.
Yeah, but I would prefer as a thing to manage it with the ball. I watched Newcastle against Barcelona recently. Newcastle got a late goal back. It was 2-1 to Barca. And for the last 10 minutes at St. James's Park, Newcastle wanted that equalising goal, but they just couldn't get the ball.
Yeah.
Barcelona were just playing around them. Anthony Gordon credits them after the game. I would like Liverpool to do a bit more of that, and I expected a bit more of that under Arne Slot, given his like philosophy and stuff like that. But we seem to be retreating a bit more of a mid-block, don't we? And just kind of soak pressure, maybe to use Akasika in the transition.